Welcome to Second One First, the world's most okayest golf podcast. You're here with Vinny and Heath.
What's up?
Please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, like. Share it to your friends.
Yes.
Let's get those likes up,
people. We want more followers on Instagram. It's hard to get.
It is.
So share
and
us.
And we're not sluts, so we're not going to whore ourselves out to the bots.
No, we don't want bots.
No.
We want real people
engaging with us too.
Yeah.
Like leave a comment.
DM us. Like, yeah, we'll what's up, buddy?
Board. Yeah. We like what you heard.
we love that stuff.
Let's do it.
It's a
new year.
Yeah. New year. New us.
You wanna enjoy the Second One First Okayest podcast?
Yeah. And probably
you're listening.
World most okayest Instagram as well. You know?
There's a standard.
There is a standard.
There's a standard.
We're trying to upkeep the okayest everything.
So we need some help from you guys.
Yes, we need
tell
help.
A friend.
If all of you listeners just share it with a friend and they follow us
or follow. Yeah, even if all the listeners follow us, we'll
probably have like 600 followers. And we're already at 538.
We'd have more than that. 538. Crushing it.
We'll have 600.
Let's get to tour talk.
Yeah.
All right. Tour talk, live tour, not much happening. But. Some of the live players are causing a storm over the DP World
really
Tour.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, last time we checked in on the DP Tour, Patrick Reed was throwing tees at Rory McIlroy.
Yeah. So that was a whole thing. We talked about that last week, and it wasn't really a thing.
No.
But.
It was.
It was. Golf media as a whole was like, oh my God. Like this.
Even the DP Tour, though.
I was talking about this. I was like, so this is what happened. Patrick Reed threw a golf tee at Rory McIlroy. And I was like, wow, saw the video. And it was like, wow, that was nothing. So it's like golf media definitely
amped up. We talked about it last week.
Yes. But the story just continues.
Not a good week to be P. Reed.
No.
Not a good week.
This is what I love about live sports is like, you can't write this shit, right? It's like P. Reed and Rory, they're hating each other right now.
Not happy with one of them.
They are tied going into round three, two,
four. It was going into three.
They're tied. But the DP World Tour is like, we cannot partner them together.
That was crazy.
Right.
That was unreal.
I think they should have.
Without a doubt.
Why wouldn't you?
You want ratings?
You want
I will stay up and watch them.
I'm gonna stay up at 3 a.m. and watch them play in Dubai.
100%.
Because I want to see this.
Head to head?
How awkward would it be?
I will say they got lucky in the fourth round that Patrick Reed wasn't two.
Yeah.
Because then you have to, right?
You have to.
But they got lucky. Which story should we go with first? The outcome of this or the controversy in the middle?
Well, let's talk about the outcome and get past that.
So, Rory.
Yeah.
Beats Patrick Reed by a stroke.
Yeah, by a stroke, which is
so
amazing.
Like, crazy. Yeah. You can't write that any better.
No.
Once again, if they are paired up, I'm watching it. Didn't watch it because it happens at 4 in the morning.
Yep.
I love how Rory somehow, I don't know how he does it, always gets one up on the live tour guys and the live tour, like when he needs to.
For example,
like last year when he was talking all that trash about the live tour and then went out and won the FedEx tour. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he always somehow manages to show up when needed. So he's got the tea controversy.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, the same guy he beats by a stroke.
Exactly. He shows up when needed. I mean, too bad that doesn't happen at the Masters. Oh, yeah. Too soon?
No, not too soon. It's been years.
But
in that case of the live tour, he always gets over on him.
He does. I mean, he comes out on top.
Yeah.
And then it makes PGA just look that much better.
100%.
Oh, man.
Now, let's get to the P. Reed controversy.
Yeah, so P. Reed, like, this guy is known for rules infringements and he situations. May or may not,
but he always puts himself in awkward situations.
He does. For always. some reason, his ball
going
always,
all the way back to his college career.
Yeah. All the way back. He's had some weird rules things happen to him. I don't know what this guy has, just dumb luck.
Well, let's talk about an imaginary player.
Okay.
Like Pee Reed, because I feel like I don't want to get sued. Right. So let's talk about an imaginary.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yep. Right. So I think he played at the university near Georgia.
Yep.
Right. And he also, Bilbo Baggins also had an embedded ball that magically wasn't embedded.
Yep.
Bilbo Baggins also had a sand thing. It's crazy. They have a mirror image of a golf career. It's crazy.
Yeah.
To me, Bilbo Baggins has a history of cheating.
Does he?
I think so.
Oh. Huh.
Or putting himself in that position to cheat.
Yeah. And that would happen too. Like Bilbo Baggins was playing on the DP World Tour this weekend.
It's crazy what happened to Bilbo Baggins this week.
It's crazy. And
what did Bilbo Baggins do this week?
So he hit a bomb.
Crushed it.
A little right.
Okay.
And it got stuck at the top of a 20-foot tall palm tree.
Right. And also seeing the video, other people have done that before too.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's got those spikes you know, if it comes down, it's going to get stuck up there. So, you know, rules officials come in and get binoculars out, and they are like, with 100% certainty, can you identify your ball? And he's like, yes, 100%. That is my ball.
The one with the arrow on it.
So I guess he marks every ball because he plays Pro V once, and there's a line on the side, and he puts an arrow at the end of the line. And he says he can see that arrow.
Right.
20 feet up in the air with binoculars.
Which is possible.
Yeah. I mean, the rules official says, are you sure you break? Like, this is my question.
Well, did you see Chamblee's breakdown of it?
No, I did not.
Oh, my goodness.
What was Chamblee's take?
He did a video breakdown. And they did slow motion, right? Where the ball landed into the tree. However, the tree that the ball landed on in the video was not the tree they were looking at.
Oh, wow.
They were looking at the tree to the more up into the right, as opposed to the ball went into the last tree in the line. So they were looking in the wrong tree.
Because there was a group of three or four trees
there. So it was up one, up into the right.
But they were looking. They were looking at the last tree.
No. They were looking up into the right tree. But the ball went into the tree in the back.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so without 100% certainty, he was in the wrong tree. And if you watch the video breakdown, it looks like the breakdown of, I don't know if you've seen the movie JFK, where he's like, back into the right, back into the left. The bullet couldn't come. That's exactly what Chamblee's video looked like.
Oh, it's like breaking it down. Oh,
like he went frame by frame with where the ball landed. He's like, there's no way the ball could have been in that tree.
They were looking in the complete wrong tree.
Yes. Yeah, so,
but with 100% certainty.
What do you think?
There's a couple of things that come to mind. I mean, okay, so let's say it's not his ball, but these trees are within 10 feet of each other. Like, they're pretty close, like 20 feet?
Yeah, they're probably 10 yards.
10 yards?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, he got to drop at the base of the tree, two club length, take a stroke.
And he made par, I think, on that hole.
Bogey. He bogeyed. Okay. I think he bogeyed it. But the thing is, it's like, so he got relief, or he got an unplayable. It's not that far off, but it's still shady.
It just goes back to Bilbo Baggins' whole history of doing this.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, how does this keep happening?
Because if you, that's the type of person you are, it's going to keep happening.
Yeah. I mean, to try to persuade a rules official, definitely my ball.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you got to watch the video of Chamblee, because it's like, it wasn't his ball.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. I mean, the you know, Captain America, as they used to call him.
What a fall, huh?
What a fall from grace. I mean,
It all started when he started talking trash about his Ryder Cup teammates.
And I gotta admit, like back when he was playing Rory in the Ryder Cup, like, you know, like the finger shake and all that stuff, that was fun. Like he was playing well. Like yeah. he's a good golfer. Don't get me wrong. He's a great golfer.
He is.
He is amazing. But I don't know. He's such a douchebag. Bilbo Baggins.
Allegedly.
I'm yeah. I'm talking about Bilbo Baggins. Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah. it's just, it's, you know, what's interesting. Like, with golf, for some way, you can find something likable about every golfer.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? There's no yeah. reason to like dislike a golfer, really. It's just like, he's not, I just don't.
I mean, Bryson.
Well, I forgot about him. That's the ultimate douchebag. Like, he's one of one, man. There's no other golfer that does. No,
yeah, you're right.
You know, like,
yeah.
But in terms of, because he, like, Patrick Reed doesn't do that. Like, he doesn't put himself out there and like, look at me, I'm drinking. He doesn't do
no,
that.
No, he doesn't do that.
He just allegedly cheats.
I mean, yeah, that's...
It's tough to be
Yeah.
Like, I can see why some people don't like Bubba, maybe. Remember when Bubba was big into, like, the social media thing?
Yeah.
But that's just, like, any athlete that does that. But
for sure. But,
For the most part.
But Bubba has a likable side.
He's still likable.
It's like, yeah, he's still likable. He's like, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a
it's
shot.
Annoying, but
you're
it's welcome. Still funny.
It is funny. It's still you funny. Like this guy.
Yeah.
No, I know he's got demons and all that
it's
stuff.
It's hard to
like
dislike golfers. Yeah, it really is.
It really is. Like, it's not hard to be liked.
No, not even like or just be very like, just not care about someone. You're just yeah. like, I don't care about that yeah, player. Or, sure. It's just, but you're not like, fucking, I
sure,
don't like that guy.
But that guy is that guy.
Dude, can we talk about how Max Homa is now everyone's favorite golfer?
Dude, he is.
Speaking of it, let's go PGA Tour. Farmers Insurance Open Torrey Pines.
Homa. Well, let's start off by saying that you are the greatest. You won. You get a point and a half.
This doesn't happen.
Because you picked Homa.
What's our total picks? Like, I think we've only picked like 4 or 5 winners total in 3 years.
That's probably more than we've picked.
You think so?
No, we have picked like 4 or 5.
Yeah, say 4 or 5.
Which is good.
I think so. With 150 people in a field yes, each week. Yeah.
Of course. That's amazing.
But do you know when like you kind of, I've been following Max since he started getting big on social. Mm-hmm. That's where he kind of like made a name, even though he's been a good golfer, but like got popular on social. When you're like, oh, I like this guy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden everybody likes the guy. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you can't inevitable.
Stop it.
It's he's inevitable. A, like once you start winning, people love yeah. you. You know what I mean?
But
like,
he's also a great dude.
He is.
And all his interviews, funny. Like, you're like, gosh.
He's dude. Not. He's like a regular guy. Like, just, I like to.
Oh, sneeze button. Jeez Louise, man. Heath is over here giving me corona heading into the
I sneezed,
two biggest yeah. weeks of my work that, career.
That was so year. Exhilarating. That came out of nowhere. Woohoo! Yes.
But yeah, like, it just, I mean, it's great. When he's like, what he said about Colin the other day, like, you know, I hope to get paired with Colin. I've seen him come up. He's just a great person. Yes. Like, he didn't even tell, he's a good golfer, but he's an even better person. Like, he's just a genuinely nice guy.
Genuinely nice guy. He...
Complete and opposite thing, of Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, completely, completely different. But I mean, like, the thing is about Max Homa is that he wasn't like a prodigy growing up. Like,
he wasn't a prodigy, but he won, but like, in college. He won in college,
but like, when he got on the tour, he was missing cuts.
Yeah.
He didn't have this booming career, but he's worked hard. And he
paying off.
What, 6 wins now?
6 wins.
6 wins.
4 in California. He's a California boy. That's got me feel good. The only one he hasn't won is a Pebble.
He hasn't won Pebble.
That's the only California tournament he hasn't won yet.
Yeah. How many? Is six wins in California.
4 wins in California.
4 wins in California, which is tied for the most.
Oh, I don't know.
Or no. He's right behind Tiger with the most wins in California. But I heard a crazy story because, you know, he's a California boy. Mm-hmm. He had the course record at LACC for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
and the U.S. Open.
He won that's when he won his college tournament there.
And the U.S. Open is coming to the LACC.
Yeah.
Oh, wonder who I'm going to pick for that tournament.
Do you think the course conditions were the same, though? I got a question. How are they going to grow that course?
What do you mean?
For grow US that course? Open conditions.
Easy.
You think?
Yeah. You just all you have to do is give the rough a couple weeks.
I'll say California rough, if it's long, is brutal.
Brutal.
It's thick.
Yeah.
Not like the thick like East Coast. It's
East Coast. Pretty horrifying.
But it's like, I don't know.
We played Bethpage. It was not fun.
No, but I feel like I don't know.
Was fun, but it was not fun.
I feel like the fairway even grabs your club.
Yeah.
If it's too long. Oh, here.
I mean, they're going to let the rough grow up. They're going to shave down the greens as close as they can get them to make them a 13, 14 on the stimp. It's going to be awesome. As soon as tickets become available.
Grabbing them. Should we submit to see if we can get in for
let's submit people? Yeah. Send them an email.
All right. Who do you got? This is the AT&T Pro-Am.
Yeah, the Pro-Am at Pebble, one of my favorite golf courses of all time. Get some
celebrities out there.
I love the celebrities. I am going to pick for my W. I'm going to pick Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan?
Isn't he playing?
For what? He can't even walk.
He's a celebrity.
He just had a surgery. Oh, he's not playing? Can't even feel his legs anymore.
What?
Yeah.
I don't pick Hulk.
Okay.
That was a joke. Jeez. You know who I am going to pick, though?
Who you got?
The guy formerly known as Seamus.
Yo, yeah?
Seamus Power.
Yo, yeah?
I'm going for him.
I'm going to go Matt Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick.
Kevin Kisner's in the field this
Good
week.
Good luck with Fitzpatrick and Seamus Power.
Seamus Power.
Let's go.
Let's head on over to some. Twosome. This is where we talk about our golf life, and we have a special this week because we brought the boys that we're bringing the boys on tonight.
Oh, the boys for the golf trip.
Woo.
It's going to be awesome.
You, myself, Ian, and your wife, Jaime.
Yeah.
Can I give a little advice to people?
We played Sand Canyon.
I want to give advice to these golfers.
Oh, I can't wait to hear some advice.
These young bucks who, I'm not going to lie, this is one of the most brilliant things you've ever done. And I'm glad you did. When you and Jamie first started golfing or dating, you got her into golf right away.
She was already on the verge. She was like, I want to play golf.
Right. But a lot of guys would be like, no, that's my time.
Yeah.
However, you were like, okay, great. Got her clubs.
I got her clubs.
Range.
Yep.
You bring her golfing.
Yeah.
Introduce her to the game.
Yep.
Smartest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because we've golfed almost every weekend since.
Yes.
Never missed a weekend.
Never went.
Never been like, can't. There's been a couple, but like, we need to do, I'm doing wife stuff this weekend, da-da-da. But it makes up for it because we're golfing every other weekend.
Yeah.
So, young bucks, if you got a serious girlfriend and you want to keep your golf game going.
And your love life happy.
Get them into golf.
Because, you know, first of all, it's happy wife, happy life.
100%.
And it's not 6 hours away from your loved one.
100%.
Bring her along.
Drinking, having a good time.
Dude, she had some cocktails out there. She's killing it.
It was the best thing.
It was great. I do thank my lucky stars that she's into golf.
Yes.
Because,
it's awesome.
There's a disconnect when you like leave, like, hey, I'm going golf and see you
8 hours
tonight.
Yep.
You know, by the time you drive there, you hit the range, you play a golf, you have a drink, and then you come home. It's like, include her in that.
Yeah.
It's
and
great.
Your friends will be happy for it too.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yeah. And she's cool. Like, she's fun to hang out with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She gives us shit all the time.
That's a given. But I'm just saying, because a lot of guys, younger guys, will be like, no, it's stupid.
Yeah.
I've always thought it was the best decision you ever made.
Thank you.
Besides marrying her.
Thank you.
But yeah.
I'm a lucky guy.
We played Sand Canyon. both did not play well. You played a 96 you shot.
Yeah. How? Yeah. I shot really bad.
I don't think I've seen you shoot that poorly in a long time.
It's been a while since I've shot mid to upper 90s. But you know what?
I didn't think, you know, for the, I think that the first time ever, even after I had a, for some reason, dude, San Cain, always the valley course, there's some brush in front of the first tee box, always in my head. I always, without fail, goes right into it, no matter what.
I know. I know.
Everyone. I can't get out of it. I can't. And so I,
you hit it right into
it. Right into it. Right.
Yeah.
I double bogeyed the first hole, but this was the first round ever that I did not think I was going to give up my strokes, even starting with a double.
Yeah. Cause I parted the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah. Okay. This is going to be a good day. And then it was just downhill from there.
You lost the ball on the next hole.
Yeah. Lost the ball left.
For some reason. Hole. Oh, yeah. It's awful. So Vinny's 2-0 on the year.
Yeah. 2-0.
And 1-1 in overall strokes.
1-1 on overall without handicap. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
This is the year of Vinny.
That's what I said. I called you the other day and I was like, you're going to win every time this year.
Yeah. That's the plan.
But the good thing is like, I'm going to come back during the Donut Ham Cup.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to take back the cup.
Would you rather?
Because I'm going to be the underdog and you're going to be like, I'm not the, no, I'm can't, the underdog.
I can't argue. Like, no, I can't argue that.
You've won every single.
Yeah. I can't argue if I'm the cup holder
yeah.
and I have a winning record going right. into it. I can't yeah. argue that.
No, you can't.
The only way I can argue it is if you have a big lead on me of victories. If you have a winning record.
Totally.
Would you rather go lose every turn of every match that we play or yeah. time we play and win the Donut Ham Cup or have a winning record and lose the Donut Ham Cup?
The first. I'd rather win. And that's my plan. You're going to win every time we play.
Doesn't it look beautiful up there, though?
No, it looks stupid. It looks stupid up there on that shelf, like splitting the, whatever that is.
JFK, baby.
Yeah, JFK pin.
Yeah.
No, it looks stupid. Look at, looks way better in my place.
Your wife doesn't even like it there.
I don't care what she likes sometimes. Just knowing that that it's is going to be sitting on my mantle thing. Upstairs.
No, dude, it's going to stay there, I think.
No, I think, I don't know. I, you know what? You can have every time we play, you win. You win.
Oh, I think, man, I'm going to go undefeated and bring the cup home.
You win. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Congratulations to you.
Thank 2-0. You.
2-0 this year.
Should we get the guys here on Zoom?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about our boys' golf trip coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Chat, meetings, background, disconnect audio, raise hand.
Okay, go down to the bottom left of Zoom where it says stop video.
Stop video.
Click that. Stop. Don't click that. Click the little arrow next to it. Little arrow up.
Oh, son of a bitch, I don't see it.
There he is.
Oh, look. What the heck? What are you wearing?
From
Polly. Oh, this is Dean.
Oh. Hey,
hi, Polly.
Hey, Polly. Hi, Uncle Dan.
You're allowing him to come on a golf trip with us?
Please take him.
I'm getting lonely over here, baby.
Okay. Now the
fun's over. Wait a minute. What do you mean? I want to leave it on. I love it.
No, you know he's going to do double glasses. He's going to be the one that's like, where did Mr. D go? Oh, he's on the phone with Polly for 2 hours at
God,
10 p.m.
I thought you were driving home from Cabrafe. I was like, maybe hand the phone to Aunt Paul. Let her figure this out.
No, he's sitting in front of the fireplace drinking scotch.
Yeah.
Hey, good to see you.
I love it.
Hi, boy. Hi, Vinny.
Hi, Mrs. D.
Hello.
Are you in the studio or at your bar? We are.
Yeah, the very expensive studio.
Yeah. Second one first studios here, Santa Monica, California.
Built specifically for this.
Yep.
Really?
Mike's not good.
I thought I had a lot of hats. Good work, boys.
Jeez.
All right, we'll let you get to work.
Love you, Mom.
This is definitely not work.
Exactly. Work.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to pick some teams. We'll get on. We'll start recording, and then we'll introduce everybody.
Did Rich text back to anybody at all? We're just missing Rich, huh?
Well, it's what? What time is it there?
5 a.m.
It's like 5 a.m.
So that GMT, that wasn't General Mountain time. That was that was another time.
It was like
eight hours.
Great Britain time.
Great Britain time. He's in London town.
London town.
Well, all right.
All right. We're rolling.
So here it is, the moment we've all been waiting for. Guys Golf Trip, Palm Springs, 2023. We are going to pick teams. We have already picked team captains just based on off of handicaps, right? So, Adam, you are way above us. So I think the teams should be
only in golf.
Only in
golf. Height.
And in height. I think you are the tallest one. But I think I think this will be easy. It's us against you.
Yeah.
Oh. Teams pick. Teams have been chosen.
Such a story if I come through. It's a win-win for me.
Underdog story. Let's do this. All right. So me being the next one, but very far behind you. You're playing like 1.1, 1 point something?
As of like last June, was the numbers that they told me when the computer said this is how to make life hard for yourself. But that was where we left off last July or so.
That's what the computer tells me. Well, the computer tells me I'm a 7.4.
My last round with Dan and Danny was the last recorded round that I've gotten my handicap as of, I think, July. Or did you leave in July, Dan?
Sounds right.
Whatever. Nope. Cares. But that was about right.
Go with that.
Dan's like, I left.
So, July
13th, 4:14 a.m. Yeah.
And then haven't picked up clubs since July 13th, right?
No. I played a little bit, but like recorded like actual 18 hole rounds that you can put in towards the handicap. So I was lucky enough to get out in like early January. Like we had a couple like 50 degree days, so we got to play once in Michigan. But the way the handicap thing is
75.
Yeah.
What'd you shoot?
I think he's sandbagging the shit out of this right now.
No.
What'd you shoot on those 2 days?
I shot 75.
Both days?
All right.
You both days?
Just played once.
Oh, you played once. Sorry. Okay. So you're now uninvited. We're going to have to find a new person to take your place. Just kidding. All right. So Adam, we're going to pick the first person from your team first.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you ready? I have the wheel app on my phone. I'm going to spin the wheel. I have everybody in here. Are you ready?
So excited.
I'm so ready. The heart is beating faster and faster. I just can't wait to see who I'm going to battle with. Let's go.
All right. Adam's first teammate is...
That's a big
Vinny.
Wheel.
Yeah.
Let's go. Vinny.
Rufio on the squad. Let's go.
Rufio.
All right. Next pick.
Victory.
Vinny, would you like to say a little word for our listeners?
It's just an honor to be invited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just to be here amongst this great crew of men.
Yeah. That's great.
Number one pick.
Wow.
Number one draft pick. We're gonna kick your ass.
All right.
Yeah, I'm already worried.
All right. Next pick for my team. Here we go.
I hope I get it. I hope I get it.
Dan Jr. Dr. Jr.
Get ready for supremely average golf.
That is amazing. Supremely average golf? Because that's what I'm bringing. Okay. Supremely average.
He shot a 96 the other day. Crazy.
I shot a 96 on Saturday. Man, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I'll fix it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're going to do
Adam.
That.
Adam, player number two for you.
I'm calling. Uh-oh. Had to find some...
Who's on the winning team? Who's on the winning team?
Ian Young.
Let's go.
Hey, ooh. Let's go. Oh,
Ian Young.
You're going to love me, Adam.
I already do, buddy.
You're going to love me.
Just look at that face. You will.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring the dog?
I can't stop looking at that dog. The dog looks guilty, but adorable, but also guilty.
That's Coco. Guilty.
Coco doesn't like you. I'm surprised Coco hasn't freaked out and barking at all these guys
poop or something
on the screen.
Nobody say my name.
All right.
Hey, Coco.
Player number three for me.
Player two.
It's the big pick right here. This is big. I'm excited.
Richard Leese.
Oh boy.
Richard.
Rich can't join us. He's in London town, and I think it's like 4 a.m. for him. But he's going to bring supreme average too.
Yeah. We got a theme going for our team here.
You know what? If he couldn't get up for this, I'm just glad he's not on
exactly.
Our team.
Where's the dedication? You
know, if he was on our, I would have expected him here.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't want to bring that up, but you're, no. Here's a point. That's a point.
Yeah.
He's probably still on West Coast time anyway.
Yeah, that's true. He
couldn't get up.
He should have been up.
Right. What's happening here? Like,
he can't. I heard that.
It's a constant battle in his life.
It is. All right, everybody. Final player for Adam's team. Here we go.
Ooh, Dan and Rod. Dan Senior and Rod.
Jared.
Yes.
Right.
Jared, what do you have to say? Let him go off mute.
I will bring my below average goal. But
Jared and I are I'm
excited to play. I'm excited to play, boys.
Oh yeah, woo! It's gonna be fantastic.
I haven't played in months.
What's the format?
And what I'm probably not gonna be able to play before we go, but you know, we can go, that's gonna make it better.
Hey, no. Just rest up is all I say. Rest up.
Yeah. Just drink heavily the night before. You'll be great.
You come in 100% and you bring that beautiful face and all those strokes with you.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll
make it work.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, man, I'll drink y'all under the table. We'll just do it that way.
And Mr. Dan Senior.
I'll drink the most. There we go.
Mr. Dan Senior, by default, you're on my team, baby. Oh, let's Heath, go.
And Heath, I just wanted to make a note. I turned 70 this year.
70?
Whoa.
I think I get the forward tease.
Oh, yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Damn bagging, son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, but I think that's cruel.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Forward tees.
I'll be joining you. I'm 44 and I play up on the forward tees. So we're square.
You don't look a day over 69 though.
But I can go for. I can go up now.
You can go up and we'll take every advantage we can.
In multiple ways I can go up.
It's better than Rich. Better than Rich.
Oh man. Recap. Adam. We have Adam, Vinny, Ian and Jared against Heath, Dan Jr., Rich, and Dan Sr. All right. So here's the format of this weekend. We're going to play two rounds of best ball, four ball. Two man teams against each other. The first two rounds. Last round will be match play, one on one.
Ooh.
So captains and the rest of the team will come up with a schedule. We'll do this the first night on Friday night. We'll come up with a schedule for the weekend.
Each night has to be right.
Each night. Sorry. Yeah. We're going to come up with a strategy, pair the people against who they think will have the best chance against. It's going to be amazing.
I like that.
Yes.
Oh,
I can't wait. Boys, thank you so much for joining us.
It's going to be epic.
See you guys in a couple of weeks.
We love all y'all.
Bye. Thanks for putting this together. Appreciate it.
Heath's amazing.
Yep. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Uncle Dan, don't worry about being last pick. I mean, someone had to be. And
at least it wasn't done intentionally, right?
So well adjusted about it.
it's all that years of experience of being picked last.
Yeah.
Remember forward tees.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love it.
We love all y'all. Thank you so much.
Guys. See ya.
Love you guys.
Have a good night.
Yep. Good night.
Safe travels to y'all. See you guys soon.
All right. Love you.
What do you feel like, champ, with your team pick there?
I feel good. Yeah? I feel real good. We got both Dan doctors.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they are going to be the life breath of our
anchor.
They're our anchors right there.
You're going to, what's the initial idea is to pair them up?
No, I think we have to spread them out.
You have to spread them out.
I think we have to spread them out. They're the,
but wait, you don't think, okay,
maybe. I don't know. It depends. It depends what Adam's going to be doing with his team.
Well, I think it goes the way that it normally goes.
Yeah.
Is like, all right, the first person, the morning match is these two.
Oh, yeah. And then they
then
pair
you
them
do
up.
These two.
Oh,
and then you right. do we the do, next one. And then
do
he
have
does
to do
the
that,
next one.
Huh?
Yeah.
Gosh. So is it, do we, when we pick these teams for the four ball, so I have to pick two people, then he picks two people to go against me?
Yeah. And then you'll get the first pick. You'll get the second pick. He'll drop the first pick.
But why do I have to pick first? Do we do a flip
you
tee?
You'll flip it.
Flip the tee. So right. I could go second.
You go second, but then on the next match,
yes,
you pick first.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait to do this. Just like the Ryder Cup, President's Cup. We're going to sit in a row. Write it down. Talk about it. Oh, yeah. It'll be good. Vinny.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, you need at least... I think you need to at least, in order to worry about Sunday or Monday, you definitely need at least a half a point out of each match.
You do. You need a half point out of each match. Because how does the pointing? Yeah, point.
So like you
so
get
it's,
a,
so it's you one, get a one, two. So there's 2 points on first day one, right?
Right. 2 points on day two.
And it's just whoever has the most points at the end.
Then it's 4 points at the
four
level,
points
the
at the
last.
End. Whoever has the most.
So going into Sunday, you could be up 4-0.
Could
and
be.
Then the singles matches.
And we tie. What's the tiebreaker?
I don't
Thumb
know.
Thumb wrestling?
I guess. Putt-offs, I guess.
Putt-offs.
I don't know.
I can't wait for this. This is going to be fantastic.
I know. It's exciting. Shall we head on over to Amateur Hour?
Yeah, we should.
I love Amateur Hour. Do. Amateur Hour. This is where we bring you some golf knowledge.
Let's share our knowledge with the people.
It's vast, bro.
Yeah, yeah, it's so vast. So the topic we want to talk about today is rake in or out of the bunker. You know what I mean? Like you get done in a bunker, you rake it, and it's like, where do I put this thing? There's not like a stand for it.
Right.
It's like, do I throw this in here? Do I throw it outside?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, right. What do you do with it?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I usually put it on the outside, like the, not in front of it, but the edge.
And that is the correct answer.
That's where I put it.
That is the correct answer. The USGA recommends placing the rakes outside of the bunkers and away from where they are likely to interfere with play. Ideally, you don't want to place the rakes across the line of play. So you don't want to put it in front. You don't want to
Which
put it in
would
the
be
back.
Helpful though.
Sometimes it would be.
It could help.
Sometimes it would be. But leave
you,
it out.
Can be honest, have you ever walked up to a bunker and the rake being in front and your ball
and
stopped?
Your ball stopped? Oh,
you're
yeah,
never mad. Has,
no, I'm not never mad. Never mad.
You're never like, no.
No. But you don't want to put it like inside, just like down below the lip, and then the ball stops inside the bunker, then you have to move it and then it rolls. It's always,
but I don't. I think that it's just a placement where you're supposed to place it. You don't get to like pick it up and let it roll to the center.
Right.
You have to place it where it stopped.
That sucks.
Yeah, because then you have no room in the back.
Yeah, so if, when you...
We should just get rid of bunkers.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Get rid of the bunkers. I really do feel like they should get rid of the bunkers that aren't soft all the way through.
Here's what I think.
What do you think?
They should just be consistent.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if it's soft, they're all soft.
They
if
should.
They're all hard, they need to be all hard. Because you know what you're getting, and you can adjust to that.
But they should all... I don't even agree with that. They should just all be soft.
Like, where were we playing? I think it was...
This weekend.
It looks soft. They look soft and
like,
fluffy.
And you walk in, it's like, oh, okay, cool. It's a little soft. And then you go, like, not even an inch, half inch down, and it is rock hard.
Dude, my back was to you when you had the bunker shot, and you hit it, and I was like, oh, not deep, huh?
Oh, it's so frustrating not knowing that.
I just heard the bounce just off of it.
Because, like, you hit it, and then you catch it on the way up. You
blade it.
And blade it across the green. It is so frustrating.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least be consistent.
Yes.
So you know what you get.
It's like, there should be guidelines.
Yeah.
Like, of, like, okay, course, this has to be this deep with this amount of sand in it. This is the sand you need to use in this bunker. That's the way it should be for everything.
I'm just going to go consistency because you can't put hands on the sand where you can get it from.
It's tough. It's tough.
But can we say, please rake the bunkers?
That's what I'm saying. Like COVID is over.
Yeah.
Like, you can touch rakes now.
Please rake them.
Rake
them. People stopped and, like, you still pull up and your ball's in a footprint.
Footprint, or it's in a uneven lie, or in a... Yeah, it's not cool. Please rake your bunkers. And then when you're done, take the rake, mm-hmm, and put it to the side, outside of the bunker, and everybody will be cool.
All right, let's head on over to second one first. Second one first. So we give life a mulligan.
Yeah. So mine goes out a few years ago. A lot of years ago. It was probably 18 years ago, maybe. It was a while ago. Okay. I went on a golf trip. Or not a golf trip. It was a trip to Hawaii.
Okay.
And so...
18 years ago, you went to Hawaii?
Yeah, I went to Hawaii. Our buddy Rich was running the Honolulu Marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was Rich, Ian, and I. We went over there, stayed with a friend that we knew over there. And the thing that made me think about this is because I was watching the Today Show the other morning, and there was a fisherman, a spearfisher guy.
Okay.
And he was spearfishing, and then the current took him out into the middle
of
the ocean.
Right.
And they found him like a day later, and like his mom found him on the boat. So that made me think. I was like, oh man, that brought back bad memories for me, because we went snorkeling, Rich, Ian, and I, and we were, you know, there's a bunch of coral, there's a coral reef that you swim around.
Beautiful snorkel.
Beautiful, yeah, yeah. Beautiful. And I'm not the best snorkeler. Like, I am not, like, and you're not allowed to.
You mean swimmer?
No, I'm a good swimmer.
What's snorkeling? What's the difference?
Well, snorkeling is like you got to hold your breath and like you got to.
The whole point of the snorkel so you can breathe.
I know, but I'm not good at that part.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm a decent swimmer.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But like you when I get underneath, okay, you know, I'm trying to breathe through this snorkel and I'm not the best. So I had a couple of panic attacks.
Okay.
While I'm snorkeling through and this is a national park in Honolulu.
Right, right.
Where you're not allowed to touch the reef.
No, because it'll kill it.
Yeah, it'll kill it. I was at the point where I was like, I don't care. I'm standing on this reef to get my air.
What?
Yeah, I stood on the reef. Like, I didn't even
care. You
could
have went to jail.
I could have. I didn't. But I was like, I am going to die because I can't breathe. So I panicked. There was panic moments that I was out there because I'm like, I don't know. I like, oh, it's crazy. So I stood on the reef, got back in. Nobody saw me. I'm fine. Caught my breath. And then I headed back in. There was like an hour We could not find Ian.
Okay.
He was gone.
Where'd
couldn't,
he go?
Couldn't find a snorkel.
Couldn't see them bobbing.
Like Rich and I. And the thing is, the day before, we got these scooters.
Mm-hmm.
We rented scooters to drive around the island and, yeah, you know, get around. And Ian was nowhere to be found.
Okay.
So we waited.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited.
Okay.
And we waited. There was no sign of Ian. We started freaking out.
Sure. Ian's dead.
We're like, he got pulled away, like into the current. He's out there in the middle. He could have drowned.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Then I don't know where our minds go. Like we're at
You're
that
panicking,
point,
probably.
We're panicking about Ian, first right. of all. But then you start thinking about all the logistics of everything else.
You got that deep into it?
We got that deep. That's how long he was missing.
Like, who's going to make the phone call? How are we going to find him?
Who do we call? I don't have his parents' number. Right. I don't. Oh,
are
maybe
we gonna Facebook message him?
What are we going to? No, it was, yeah, it was before Facebook message. Like, this was like, this is a while ago.
All right. So you're going to send it.
This is like,
pigeon?
Oh, am I? What are we going to do? Oh, no. He rented a scooter.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's
paying for Ian's scooter?
Not paying for it, but like, how are we going to return that? Like, you're going to have to ride back with me. You return it and then ride back here with it. We were going through all these scenarios.
I didn't care about calling the Coast Guard. You were worried about how we're returning these scooters.
Yes. Yes. We were worried about how we were going to return the scooter. So all these things were going through our head. We're like, oh my gosh, this bag's right here. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is all
you killed him. You're gonna be like a Dateline
story. Is this how we're gonna remember Ian with his bag with a jacket and a pair of underwear in it?
Yeah.
Like, that's all we have to remember him by?
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, about an hour and a half later, he comes walking up like way down the beach. He like has his snorkel and his flippers in his hand. He's like walking, just like nothing had ever happened. We're like, dude, where have you been? Come on, man. Like, you scared us. Like, he's like, what? I got pushed down there and I was coming back. No big deal.
Sure.
But the second one first goes out to me even having the thoughts about returning a scooter.
Yeah, not even like calling the Coast Guard.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of good you didn't call the Coast Guard, because like it would have been like, oh, he's here on the
no,
beach.
No, for sure. And we kind of thought that we'd find him.
Right.
I mean, he might have just been floating like face down in the water, but we would find him.
Right, you'd find him eventually.
You know what I mean? That's my second word.
Man, oh man. To be honest, just pulling one out of the thin air here. I think it goes to me, because I think I need some help.
Why do you need help, Vinny?
I need an intervention, I think.
What do you mean?
So I'm a single guy. I don't nor necessarily cook for myself a lot, because it's just a pain in the butt. Like, cooking for one. I'm not a big leftovers guy, even though air fryers changed my life. But with inflation costs, the prices rising, my Uber Eats orders are starting to go through the roof.
Like, on an average, how much are you spending on dinner?
On dinner?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. We'll go to the old Grubhubber app. You know, it's a lot, because it's not what I do is I don't eat a lot, but I see the menu and I want like 90 things on the menu.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
So you get a lot of items.
So I get a couple items. I get more than one meal. So the people that are delivering to my house definitely think three people are eating.
They look inside and they're like, who else is here?
Yeah. So like, when I have an Uber Eats order coming, I do like the Home Alone thing where I put up like a little cardboard cutouts and I'm dancing around. Chris, so people are moving in front of the...
And you go to the door and you're like, guys, food's here. Food's here, guys.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
No, that's smart.
But I need help, I think, because someone first, I spend way too much money because I just can't choose one item off the menu.
Are we talking like you're spending $30, $40 a meal?
$30, $40 a meal?
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
No, I'm saying, like, are we talking 50, 60 bucks?
We're talking like 60 bucks.
60 bucks.
Yeah. Like this one right here. What was this? Cantor's Deli. A black and white cookie. Cheese quesadilla. A Monte Crisco sandwich. Potato salad. and one hot potato knish.
Plus you add up taxes, fees, the tip. Fees.
Oh, shoot. I accidentally hit reorder. Oh, so this order would cost me $58.30.
$58 for one meal.
Yeah. But granted, I will eat the leftovers. So it's, I really get two meals out of it.
Okay. So $30.
$30 a meal. But it's like when you hit a final order, you're like, geez, $70.
But do you know, maybe there needs to be a change in your life. Maybe you need to drive out and go get it because you would save at least $20.
I would save $10 probably with the fees, but it's just crazy. I think I just need to like just choose one thing. Like I don't need a buffet of Cantor's Deli.
You, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. You got,
I could have got by with just you got the Monte Crisco sandwich.
Yeah. You got two mains.
Two mains, an app, and a dessert.
And a dessert. Yes.
Two apps, really. And a potato salad. I don't need a potato salad.
Man, that's part of the pocketbook. And there's an egg shortage. So if you order breakfast,
anything with egg,
forget about it.
How much a breakfast burrito is going these days?
No, I mean, $45.
Dude, people are going to be giving like
for a breakfast burrito.
People are going to be out there like selling themselves for a breakfast burrito pretty soon.
It's true.
Let's head on over to Heath's golf joke of the week.
So my wife was complaining the other day and she's like, I am sick and tired that you're so obsessed with golf. And I looked at her straight in the eye and I said, why? Is it driving a wedge between us?
Boo. Hold on. I got to add more stuff to this because that was...
All right, it wasn't the best joke, but you know what? We had a great time. We're looking forward to the guys' trip. Please like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And always remember to hit the second one first.